You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Neu in der Deutschlandcard-App. Sammle Punkte mit deinen Kassenbons von DM, Rossmann und vielen weiteren Supermärkten und Drogerien. Einfach Kassenbons scannen, punkten und sparen. Jetzt gratis mit der Deutschlandcard-App.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Donovan Holt finds his wife, April, almost lifeless in their Antioch, Tennessee apartment, a plastic bag taped around her neck. She's pronounced brain dead at the hospital and taken off life support. Nashville PD ruled April's death a suicide, but her mom, Jamie Dickerson, refuses to accept that theory. Mom discovers a report that says Donovan Holt's fingerprints found on the bag and tape, not April. Mom Jamie confronts Donovan, who admits he murdered his wife.
Nancy, Donovan Holt did not even tell Jamie Dickerson that April had a bag over her head while April fought for her life in the hospital. On finding that out, Jamie did not believe April would take her own life just a few hours after making plans with her for the next day over text. After Jamie secured the confession, Nashville PD reopened the investigation and arrested Holt in San Antonio, Texas. Holt has now been extradited back to Nashville.
Donovan Holt, 33, charged with reckless homicide, false report, and tampering with evidence. A woman trying to enter Presidio, Texas from Mexico is stopped for extra inspection when her luggage weighs more than expected. Border Patrol finds nearly 800 pounds of Mexican bologna in the suitcases. It's prohibited here due to the risk of foreign animal diseases. The woman, 43, also carrying 300 boxes of medication, such as Schedule 4 controlled substances like Xanax and Valium. The smuggler now facing only a $1,000 fine. Okay, that's baloney. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
The weapons supervisor involved in the fatal shooting on the set of the film Rust has now pleaded guilty to a separate charge. Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, the armorer for the production, admitted to carrying a gun into a licensed liquor establishment, an offense unrelated to the deadly shooting. In exchange for her guilty plea, Gutierrez-Reed will serve 18 months of supervised probation. The plea agreement was approved by Judge T. Glenn Ellington, allowing Gutierrez-Reed to begin probation while she serves an 18-month prison sentence for her conviction on involuntary manslaughter charges in connection with the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Gutierrez-Reed was present in a Santa Fe courtroom to officially change her plea and waive her right to a trial. The gun charge stems from an incident in 2021, just weeks before filming for Rust began, when Gutierrez-Reed brought a handgun into a Santa Fe bar where firearms are prohibited. A video of her explaining how she smuggled the weapon into the bar was discovered by authorities during their investigation into the Rust shooting. Prosecutors have blamed Gutierrez-Reed for bringing live ammunition onto the set of Rust and for failing to adhere to standard safety protocols. In March, she was convicted of involuntary manslaughter for her role in the accidental shooting of Hutchins, though she is currently appealing that conviction. The incident occurred in October 2021 when actor Alec Baldwin, who was also a co-producer of Rust, was rehearsing with a revolver that discharged, killing Hutchins and injuring director Joel Souza. Charges against Baldwin were dismissed in July after it was revealed that evidence had been withheld by police and prosecutors. However, the special prosecutor in the case has asked the judge to reconsider that decision. Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson has quietly resolved the latest civil lawsuit brought against him, a case involving allegations of sexual assault and battery. For the latest, we turn to Sydney Sumner of Crime Online.
The plaintiff's attorney, Tony Busby, confirmed to our friends with the Associated Press that the case had been settled confidentially, though no further details were disclosed. The lawsuit, filed in September in Harris County, Texas, stemmed from an incident in 2020. The unnamed woman claimed that Watson assaulted her during a dinner date at her apartment, seeking more than $1 million in damages. This latest development comes as Watson continues to deny the allegations. Watson Dickerson's legal troubles are not new. In 2022, the NFL suspended the quarterback for 11 games after more than two dozen women accused him of sexual misconduct during massages.
That suspension, part of the violation of the league's personal conduct policy, was accompanied by a $5 million fine and a requirement for Watson to undergo a mandatory evaluation before returning to play.
Thanks, John. Brooklyn Laux, just 19, finds her dad's Greenwood, Indiana, home burglarized. She files a police report and decides to stay at her boyfriend's for safety. Too shaken up to drive, she gets a family friend, Joe Nowicki, to drive her in Brooklyn's Chevy Corsica. She never makes it to the boyfriend's house. Cops learn the night she disappeared, Nowicki asked someone for a ride from Waverly back to his home. Brooklyn's abandoned car found a mile from where Nowicki's picked up. Neighbors also report seeing Brooklyn's car parked at Nowicki's home earlier that evening. Cops find drops of Brooklyn's blood in Nowicki's home, but not enough to determine if she was seriously injured or killed. Nowicki then dies before investigators can press him for answers. Brooklyn Laux, 5'2", 120 pounds, brown hair, blue eyes, last seen wearing a pastel blouse, dark capris, pink sandals, and a gold ring. If you have info on Brooklyn Laux, call Greenwood, Indiana PD, 317-887-5212.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.